Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 30. I'll try to remember the next time to say those things before I have you stand. And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, he came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came where he was, and when he saw him, the word of God said, he had compassion on him. And he went to him, and he bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again." Oh boy, I just saw something in that statement. Jesus is going to come again. You're talking about a payday someday. "I will repay thee. Which now of these thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, go and do thou likewise." You can be seated. Let's pray together for just a moment. Our Father, we want to thank you tonight for the privilege to be among the family of God here at Bible Way. Thank you, Lord, for those that have discussed with us this morning, even joining our church and being a part of the family here. God, I pray you'll bless each one, our Father, this evening as we gather around the Word of God. I pray, God, you give us strength tonight in these bodies, our Lord. And Lord, I don't know what's going on in this world with all of the pestilence and all, but God, I know the one that knows what's going on. And Lord, that's all that matters. I pray, Father, tonight that you'd clothe us in our calling. Please make the preaching, our Father, of thy word a blessing to your precious people. Lord, as Brother Steve already prayed, Lord, if there's somebody here that don't know you, God, don't let them leave the same way they came in. May they, Lord, tonight understand their need of thee. May they submit to you, Lord. Lord, it might be a young person, it might not be. But God, you know the hearts of every individual here. You know that one tonight that's laying down at night wondering, what would I do if something happened to me? Lord, you know that one as the choir sang, "I know my name is there." You know that one tonight that questions whether or not their name is really there. I pray, God, you'd speak to that heart. Help us tonight in Jesus' name, and amen and amen. The case for compassion. I have 3 things I want to share with you tonight, a time permitting and strength permitting. And the first one is, I believe the case can be made that we should have pity on the fallen. Pity on the fallen. The Word of God said here that there was a man that was stripped and he was wounded, and the Bible said they left him half dead. He fell among thieves. This world is wounding a lot of people. This world, beloved, is causing a lot of people to be in a state of despair. And you and I ought to have our eyes open. You see, the priest saw him and the Levite saw him, but they didn't do anything about it. As a matter of fact, what they could see, they made a concerted effort to go on the other side, to go away from where the need was. I don't know about you, but it always blesses me, even in the last shooting where the man was on the rooftop, they have come to the conclusion that while many were running from the fire, there were others, Brother Steve, running to the fire. There were people that were trying to help people, people that were trying to make tourniquets and different things. And I believe we as God's people, beloved, listen, we ought to have our eyes open and looking for that one that's been wounded, looking for that one that's been stripped, amen, looking for that one that's beaten down in this world. And instead of going on the other side, go where they are. It cost this Samaritan something. The Bible said he poured in oil. The Bible said he poured in wine. It also, there had to be a denial of self. Because when he put him on his own beast, you see, that left him walking, amen, to the inn. And then when he got there, he didn't turn him over to the innkeeper right away. The Word of God said he took care of him. And then the Word of God, evidently, he probably had somewhere he needed to be. But when he left him, he told the innkeeper, take care of him. I'll give you some money now, and if I don't do it, when I come back through, I'll pay you whatever I owe you. I believe tonight that if anybody in this world ought to be able to have pity on the fallen, it ought to be God's people. Because every one of us understand there was a time, beloved, when we couldn't help ourselves. One of the songwriters wrote in a song, God's hand reached further down than I could reach up. I couldn't reach him, but thank God he could reach me. Amen. And I believe it was a blessing to this man in the Word of God whenever Jesus tells the story of this Samaritan that came by and this Samaritan that had compassion on him. Something the Lord allowed me to see years ago in this text. There's a man here, the Word of God said, by chance, a certain priest. Beloved, let me say this about God's people. We've got no business living our lives by chance. Say amen. We ought to live our lives by choice. The Word of God said right here, beloved, by chance. And then the Levite, the same was applied to him. But there was another man as he journeyed. In other words, we know we're on a journey. We're going somewhere. We know this is not the end. Say amen. The Word of God said, they that say such things declare plainly that they're pilgrims and they're strangers here on the earth. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, that God wants us to show pity on the fallen. You remember in another text, Jesus did the same thing in Mark chapter 1, verse 41. I'm not going to turn there, but Jesus was moved with compassion. You remember there was a man that had leprosy, and he put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. And Jesus wants to help people that are fallen. And here in the story, God used the Samaritan to help this man that was fallen. I don't know about you, but nothing brings me any more joy than to think that God would use the likes of me to help somebody else in this world that we live in. Amen. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing, amen, to know that God put something in your heart and that God used you to be a help to somebody else. The first thing tonight is that we ought to have pity. The case for compassion. The Word of God is teaching us we ought to have a pity on the fallen. People are fainting. There's a problem with forgiveness in the land. I believe, listen to me, that even in the political realm, there's a problem with forgiveness. There's people holding grudges for years and years and years. Amen. And as we said last Sunday morning, beloved, the foundation of the country's right, but the house is what's wrong. The house is divided against itself. And so God can help people to forgive one another. The next thing I want to give you in the message is not only, beloved, that we shared with you thus far, that people are fainting. There's a problem with forgiveness. There's a case for compassion that we would have pity on the fallen. But I want you to think about this, the potential of the fire. Turn in Mark chapter number 9, and I'll show you what God put on my heart here. In Mark chapter number 9, beloved, everybody that we meet, if we've not spoken to them, if we don't know them, there's a potential at least, beloved, that they'll meet God unprepared. And beloved, the Bible talks about over there about the great white throne judgment. This is the second death. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I believe it's important to think everybody going to go somewhere. They're going to live somewhere forever. Amen. And there's that potential. Look at Mark chapter number 9 for just a moment. And verse number, I'll just read the text. Look at verse 14. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with him. Straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. Beloved, listen, this is just a little taste on earth of what hell is going to be like. Amen. Watch what the Bible said. And I spake to thy disciples, and they could, that they should cast him out, and they could not. Jesus answered, he answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, and he wallowed, foaming. I want to ask you a question. My mind just went back to high school, to an epileptic seizure. Has anybody ever seen one of those? Beloved, it is not pretty, amen. And you feel so helpless, and you want to help, and they tell you the best thing to do is get away, amen, because they're going to hurt you, or they're going to hurt themselves. And I remember seeing that in the gymnasium in high school. And I believe this is an epileptic seizure on steroids, amen. Watch what the Bible said here. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came to him? And he said, of a child. Do you understand the desperation in this father's heart and in his mind to have a child? This has been going on ever since he was a youngin'. And the Bible said oft times it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. How many believes, beloved, the thief comes not but for to kill and to steal and to destroy? That's what the Word of God. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. In the case for compassion, we need to think about the potential of the fire. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I love verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out. You know, we just read that, and we just read across that he cried out. Well, I want to just think for a moment what it must have sounded like when that daddy, he was desperate. I'm telling you, beloved, he knew that Jesus was his only hope of getting that boy some help. Amen. And I believe when he cried out, it was in such a way, beloved, that others understood. And he said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. You know what he was saying? What you and I need to say tonight. Our faith is not perfect. Thank God our faith is in a perfect Savior. But beloved, every one of us tonight, if we'd be honest, even when we pray sometimes, there's that measure of unbelief. There's a measure of faith, and there's that measure. Am I right or am I wrong tonight? Amen. And God wants us to believe Him. But He was honest. This man was honest. And by the way, I don't believe Jesus minds that. I believe He likes that. When we come into His presence, just come honest before Him and bear our heart before Him. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, He rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and he came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch as many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and he lifted him up. I believe, beloved, when we think about the potential of the fire, this father said, would you have compassion on my son? Amen. The Word of God said, and when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said to them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. I believe tonight, beloved, God is saying to us, there's a case for compassion, because the people that we meet on the street every day of our life, we meet them in the grocery store, we meet them at the gas station, we meet them in our homes, we meet them on the job. The youngins is fixing to go back to school. We're going to meet them at school. Everywhere you look, there's a potential that somebody is going to spend eternity separated from God in the region of the damned. And we certainly ought to show compassion on them. Oft times it cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us. And Jesus, that word means those bowels would yearn to feel sympathy, to pity, and to be moved with compassion. He did what was necessary in order to heal this young man. Turn to Mark chapter 5 for just a moment. Go back over to Mark chapter number 5. I want you to see this tonight. There's a man that's in bad shape. He's called the maniac of Gadara. And I'm not going to read all the text tonight, but he was one that they couldn't keep clothes on him. They tried to chain him. They couldn't keep chains on him. He dwelt among the tombs. But one day, he met Jesus, and Jesus turned his life around. Amen. Jesus run the old devil off. Amen. And the Word of God said in verse 15 that they came to Jesus. They see him that was possessed with the devil, had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. There was such a change in this man's life that it scared them. And the Word of God said, and they that saw it told how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. In other words, the devils went out into the swine, and they ran down into the sea and drowned themselves. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. So, beloved, the Bible said in verse 18, here's what I want to get to, verse 18 and 19. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him. And another way to say that would be he requested of him. He talked to Jesus. He asked Jesus that he might be with him. I'll tell you something tonight. Anybody that's ever met him wants to be with him. Anybody that's ever met him wants to walk with him. Anybody that's ever met him wants to talk with him. And Jesus, by the way, beloved, when he was praying in John 15, remember, he said, Father, I will that those that thou hast given me be with me where I am. Not only do we want to be with him, but thank God there's a desire in his heart for us to be with him. Amen. Watch this now. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about why this is being said. Go home to thy friends. Jesus knew the potential of the fire. Jesus knew that he needed this man, not right beside of him in his ministry, but he needed him to go home. He needed somebody to see the difference that Jesus had made in this young man's life. Watch what the Bible says. Go home to thy friends and tell them. What are you going to tell them? How great things the Lord hath done for thee. And look at this. And hath had compassion on thee. In other words, beloved, he wants this maniac to go home. Don't you go in there and tell him, look at me, ain't I something? I want you to go home and tell him you met a Savior that had compassion. Say amen. That changed his life. That's what makes the difference. Amen. And so Jesus is doing this because of that potential of the fire. There are others that may be lost and need to hear the story. It's natural. Matthew 20 said, Jesus had compassion on them, touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. It's natural, beloved. It's really natural for somebody that's met Christ to just want to follow him. But Jesus had another plan for this maniac. He's going to follow him, but he's going to be apart from him. He wants him to go home and tell his friends how great things that Jesus had done for him. That's a blessing to me. Amen. And had compassion on him. The last thing in the message tonight, we see the case for compassion. Not only, beloved, do we see that people are fainting. They're fainting all around us. There's a problem with forgiveness, both outside the church and inside the church. You'd be surprised how many families are torn all to pieces tonight because they can't forgive one another. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you've ever met the Master, you have no reason, no excuse not to forgive. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, the same with Pastor and every one of us that are children of the living God. There's the pity on the fallen. That's a case for compassion. There's the potential of the fire. But the last thing I want to give you tonight, if you'll turn to Luke chapter 15, Luke chapter number 15, and I'll be finished. I thank the Lord for you tonight. I'm having a little trouble, and I know you can tell that, but I'm going to do the best I can till Jesus comes. Say amen. But I want you to know tonight, God knows my heart. Watch this last thing. I think it's one of the most precious things in the message. How many of you all would like to be a reflection of your Heavenly Father? The last thing that God gave me in the message, there's a case for compassion because it's a picture of the Father. Let me show you what I mean. Turn to Luke chapter 15 and verse number, well, let's just start reading in verse number 12. You say, Pastor, we know the story. Well, we're going to do like my granddaughter said. We're going to read it again, Papaw. Amen. A certain man had two sons, verse 11. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and he took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, the Bible said there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, how many's glad for the day you came to yourself? How many's glad for the day that you realize there's no future in sin? Amen. The Bible said when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? The Word of God said, I will arise and go to my father. Oh, I just, in my own mind, I stop at times, and I wonder the thoughts that must have went through this son's mind. You know, there was a song years ago, tie a yellow ribbon in the old oak tree. I don't remember all the words, but if I'm welcome home, and if not, I'll just stay on the train and go on down the track. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad I have a father tonight. Amen. That's welcoming home those that will come to themselves. Though they've wasted their substance, though they've wasted their lives many times. That thief on the cross, beloved, had wasted his life. That's all he'd ever known was stealing and thieving. But when he looked over at the Son of God and said, remember me, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Everything changed in a moment of time. Amen. He had wasted his life. He said, I'll arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, he's actually rehearsing it, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. I want to ask you a question. Listen to me carefully. Maybe there's not a person in the building that can relate to this. But I've been to my Heavenly Father since I've been saved, Brother Steve. Feeling in my heart exactly, I ain't even worthy to be called a child of God. You say, Pastor, I wouldn't admit that. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. There have been some discouraging days. Say amen. And I'm going to tell you that only the Spirit of the living God can bring us back to our senses, amen, where we understand, just like Joseph, we're a special object of our Father's love. And He's not waiting, beloved, listen, to beat us. He's waiting on us. And I've said this for years, and you may not understand it. God has used His rod in my life, and I thank God. But many more times, He has smothered me with His goodness. And the goodness of God led me to a place of repentance because I was ashamed of myself. Watch what the Bible said. He said, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Here's a man that was settled for a place in the barn. Here's a man that he didn't matter to him anymore if he had a place at the table. He'd take a place with the slaves or the servants out there in the barn. That'd be better than the pig pen. And he arose and he came to his father. Then look at the word but. It's an important word in the Bible. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. Wait a minute. You say, now, Pastor, they didn't have binoculars back in these days. They didn't have any kind of telescope that you could look out there. You know what I believe? I believe this was a praying daddy. And I believe he was looking in faith for God to answer his prayer. And the Word of God said when he was a great way off, His father saw him, and what's the next two words? He had compassion. He wasn't waiting, beloved. He was not waiting to beat him up some more, beat him down some more. The world had already took him to the bottom, but he was waiting. And this is preached many times as a Christian that's backslid, that's coming back to the Father. Personally, I believe the primary application is it's a lost coin, and it's a lost sheep, and it's a lost son. Amen. I believe it's painting us a picture of a heavenly Father, beloved, that's got his eye on the sinner. Amen. And he wants him to come home. He wants him to get sick of sin and get sick of the pig pen. Watch what the Bible said. And said unto him, Father, no, verse number 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when his father saw him a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran. I've said this for years. I believe when a person makes that step, that many times the Lord outruns them. They're running to an altar. And I believe many times God meets them. As soon as that heart is surrendered, say amen. The rest is nothing more than a formality. Amen. Because God is looking at that heart. The Bible said here he ran. And the Bible said here that the son said he fell on his neck and he kissed him. I don't think he smelled too good to you. And sometimes I don't think we smell too good to the Father either. But I tell you something, he has compassion on his children. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. He had already practiced this. I'm nowhere worthy to be called thy son. Here's the word again. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. How many's glad tonight we're clothed? How many's glad tonight we're welcome at the Father's table? How many's glad tonight, beloved, we have an inheritance with the saints? The Word of God said, bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. I don't believe you and I will ever be more like Jesus than we're trying to help somebody out of this muck and out of this mire and out of the hog pens of this world. I believe we'll never be any more like Jesus than when we're trying to help somebody. Beloved, it's a picture of the Father when we have that compassion. The Lord saw her in another text in Luke chapter 7, had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. I believe that right here in this story, we're seeing, beloved, the attitude of our Heavenly Father towards those that are lost. And you could make application towards those that have gotten wayward as a child of God. Beloved, I believe that the sinner is one humble prayer, as long as it's a prayer of faith, one humble prayer away from being saved by the grace of God. And then I believe the child of God is just one humble prayer away from being restored. David came to that place in Psalm 51, didn't he? He had spent enough time out of fellowship with God. He said, my sin is ever before me. And beloved, I believe with all of my heart, either way, our Father is waiting to forgive. How many's glad tonight the Bible makes a case for compassion? I believe with all of my heart tonight that God wants to work on me. I don't want my compassion to dwindle. I want my compassion to grow. And I want to be able to help others along the way. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight.